West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The trial of a former substitute teacher accused of creating a video of herself masturbating in a Mount Zion Elementary School classroom in which students were present has been postponed. Amelia Ressler was arrested in February of 2021 after the Carroll County Sheriff's Office determined there was video and photographic evidence of the accusation. She was charged with 19 counts of child molestation. She has since been indicted on 4 of those counts. Bond for Ressler was initially denied in March of 2021, Judge Bill Hamrick finding that the defendant was, quote, a danger to commit new felonies and posed a danger to the community if released on bond. More than 2.5 years later, on July 27, 2023, Superior Court Judge John Simpson set a bond for Ressler at $10,000 with a list of special conditions of the bond, including she would wear a Talitrex monitor paid by the court. Earlier this month, Judge Simpson granted the defendant's motion for continuance, and the case was removed from the August 12th trial calendar. The defense had made the request due to expert witness unavailability. On August the 8th, the court modified the defendant's bond, removing the Talitrex monitor as a condition based on full compliance with the bond conditions up to that point. Also on August the 8th, Ressler and her attorney waived the defendant's previous demand for a jury trial. A new trial date has not yet been documented. The City of Villarica Community Development is recommending that the Villarica Planning and Zoning Commission deny a developer's request that his current planned development project be allowed to include zoning that would allow for a new confidential data center. The Embry Development Company out of Suwannee has taken over the Avamore project, proposed in 2018 as a 220-acre intergenerational community with residential, commercial, and retail properties located on Goldworth Road on the west side of Highway 61, north of the V-plex. Last week, Mike Embry informed Villarica City Council that the Avamore project is moving forward, but he is asking council to alter zoning conditions for an extension of the current PUD to include light industrial for the purpose of the data center. Embry claims the data center alone would result in an investment between $5 and $7 billion, would eventually provide between 210 and 350 new jobs, with yearly salary ranging between $95,000 and $125,000. Staff is recommending that P&Z and City Council deny the request because the completely new project was never reviewed or approved for the existing PUD, and direct the applicant to apply with a new complete application. Planning and Zoning meets this evening. The Carroll County Animal Shelter is temporarily shutting off intakes and adoptions of all animals after they say parvo has made its way into the shelter. Officials say the deadly disease has been a large problem in the area this season, with all of the summer puppies being born and all of the rain spreading it around. They say in an effort to contain the contagious virus, the shelter is closed to the public to give the staff the ability to thoroughly clean the infected areas and to continue caring for the animals in-house to ensure their safety. The tentative reopen date is September the 3rd, pending no further positive cases in-house. Staff encouraging dog owners to have their pets vaccinated for parvo as soon as possible, as they say this is not just an issue for the shelter, but also an issue for the community. Well, a Carrollton-based marketing and promotional agency has been selected to provide comprehensive promotional strategies and materials for the upcoming major motion picture Reagan. The film, which tells the story of the 40th president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, stars acclaimed actors Dennis Quaid, John Voight, and Penelope Ann Miller. As part of this collaboration, Lime Biscuit Creative will develop and implement a wide range of promotional strategies and deliver marketing materials to theaters across the United States, ensuring the film's impactful nationwide release on August the 30th. The University of West Georgia saying goodbye to former college president Dr. Brendan Kelly and welcoming Dr. Ashwani Monga this week as he begins his term as interim president of the university. Monga has been a faculty member at business schools and has served in various leadership roles, most recently as the executive vice chancellor and chief academic officer of the University System of Georgia. Monga said in messages on Monday to students, faculty, and staff, "It is the privilege of a lifetime for me to lead this terrific institution, and I will not waste a single moment. I will push on many fronts, but there is one goal that I want to focus on, helping more students cross the finish line to graduation." At the conclusion of the search for the next permanent president of the university, Monga will return to his executive vice chancellor role at the USG. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.